haven't looked at it real hard yet. I probably will tomorrow. And the way I understand it, and I think I have saw or seen on the bubble chart, the All-Star bubble chart, that John and even Glenn, maybe, D-U-X Glenn, are linked into Chicago for the Nightcrawler. And I believe that's the way it was before. And I haven't looked at that in a while, so I don't know, things that can change, of course, and swing the other way and all that stuff. So I'm not, you know, I don't know. But I do know this, that the activity is falling way off, and if I can help bring it back, I'm interested in that. So that's my interest in the whole thing. We've got Dayton repeaters here, 220 repeaters, two of them. The Dara 220, the Heberheit 220, that I would love to bring into this mix, but they're not set up like Dave was talking about. They are ugly. They're awful. They just are so terrible. It just destroys the whole frequency when they come on the air. And they're loud. They're obnoxious. These people at these clubs, they could care less about that. And that infuriates me, usually. they don't care for that. So try to fix it with them, and they just won't respond. And so the Dinner Club is the one that's been putting on the Dayton Hamvention since 1952. So I was a member for a while. I even took care of the place. Moved the property and even pushed the snow in the parking lot there for, 5 or 6 years. But they didn't do me right, and I walked away from it. I don't miss it a bit, I don't think. I would like to go to the Dayton Hamvention to see friends I talk to on here all the time. They're going to be there. Maybe sit down, break bread with them, have a beer, a coffee, pot, whatever. But I'll drive over there and meet outside the compound at a restaurant if they'd like, if I know about it. I'd be glad to join them. I might even buy. But I don't know about going inside the compound these days. It's still, the bad stuff is still fresh in my mind. W9SAM in Dayton, Ohio.
MI3 Network.